Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hossmeichel of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Thank you all for the generous support many of you showed the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation on Giving Hearts Day last week. With your help, we surpassed our goal and raised more than $26,000 for the organization's charitable work in beef-related scholarships, education, promotion, research, and disaster relief projects. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is bolstering its scholarship offering for 2026. At its quarterly meeting in November, the foundation board of directors voted to increase the value of 6 of its scholarships and add 2 new ones for a total of 12 to be distributed this year. The application deadline for the scholarships is coming up quick, as it is March 1st. Downloadable and fillable application forms can be found at www.ndstockman.org/foundation. The United States and Taiwan finalized an agreement on reciprocal trade, granting U.S. beef duty-free access to the Taiwanese market. This deal eliminates major tariffs and non-tariff barriers, strengthening the U.S.'s position as a top supplier to Taiwan, which is the 5th largest export market for U.S. beef. This agreement is a significant development for U.S. cattle producers, as it secures long-term market access in a key, rapidly growing Asian market, boosting the value of U.S. beef exports. The U.S. House Agriculture Committee has introduced a new farm bill draft, officially named the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026, or it's being referred to as Farm Bill 2.0, which includes a provision aimed at reversing California's Proposition 12. The bill, introduced by House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, includes language designed to curb the ability of states to regulate agriculture production outside their own borders. The proposed 2026 Farm Bill contains language that would prohibit states from enforcing a condition or standard on the production of covered livestock, like pigs and poultry, if those animals are physically located outside of the state. This effectively aims to negate the 2018 California ballot measure, which was known as Prop 12, which requires the pork sold in California to be raised in a specific way, even if the pig was raised in another state. The House Agriculture Committee released the 802-page draft on February 13th and is scheduled to start marking it up on February 23rd. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkel signing up for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.